Abortion rights opponents sometimes promote adoption as an alternative to abortion. Even a Supreme Court justice did this on her way to overturning Roe v. Wade. But the issue can be complicated for adoptees themselves. Here's Megan Shellong of our member station WKAR.
By the time Jean Cajun Nolan was in her mid-20s, she'd already had 3 abortions.
I regret them. First of all, they'll haunt me for the rest of my life.
And Nolan understands her situation is complex.
I'm a hypocrite for having abortions and saying now I'm anti-abortion.
She was adopted into a white family, and growing up, Nolan says she had a really hard time because of her parents' mental illness and alcoholism.
I faced every type of abuse that you can imagine.
But in her late 20s, she started practicing Christianity. That's when her stance on abortion changed.
And if you really feel like you can't or don't want to do this, well then let's look at the best scenario for that child.
She's happy about the Dobbs decision and says women in the situation she was in should reach out to family and friends for support. Marla Horn, 20 and a part of Gen Z, sees it differently. Horn, like Nolan, was raised by white parents. She's a Chinese adoptee who grew up in a conservative Christian home.
And then they would kind of use that to apply it to their political leanings.
Influenced by her adoptive family, she grew up believing abortion was wrong until 2020, when the murder of George Floyd sparked a personal racial reckoning.
When you are a person of color and you're viewing something like this, it's way easier to kind of think about your own reality.
It shifted her views on everything, including getting her to gradually think differently about abortion and adoption.
Adoption may not be this saving grace. There's a lot of systemic issues within adoption.
Horn says those issues include the trauma resulting in neglect, abuse, and abandonment. Nolan knows that firsthand. Even with her traumatic experiences as an adoptee, she believes people should give their children up for adoption because of the family she was able to create. She has 3 biological kids and 1 adopted son.
My husband and my children are enormously grateful that my mother gave me an opportunity to do this precious thing called life.
But Nolan says transracial adoption should be a last resort because it creates feelings of grief surrounding the loss of one's own birth culture. Nolan grew up in a household that did not celebrate her heritage, and when she went back to her birth country of Colombia, visiting made her feel more estranged.
I can't speak my own language. I don't know their traditions. I'm an outsider everywhere.
While Horn had a more positive transracial adoption experience, she's still critical of it.
Something that I really treasure, but I acknowledge the amount of grief and especially that a lot of other adoptees go through.
Throughout childhood, her mother exposed her to Chinese traditions through media and adoptee groups. But Horn never took any interest in her birth culture until college and says she still feels a kind of disconnection.
There's something we just don't know about ourselves.
Like when she joined the Chinese American Students Group at her university.
I was scared that I didn't know enough about being Chinese.
Now, Horn is happy to be exploring her birth culture at a pace she's comfortable with. While Nolan and Horn disagree on abortion, they both agree transracial adoptions can be traumatic. For NPR News, I'm Megan Shellong.